Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, where we discuss building up your marriage and your net worth. Here's your host, Elle Martinez.
Thanks for joining me on today's episode of the Couple Money Podcast. As more and more of our shopping is being done online, I thought I'd dedicate today to making sure that when you go spend your hard-earned money, it's being maximized and you're getting a fantastic bargain. To help me do just that, today's guest is Michelle Stinson Ross, Social Marketing Manager for Offers.com. In this episode, I'll go over how to safely shop online. I'll talk with Michelle about finding the best deals and bargains, and we'll be looking at getting the customer service that you deserve. I hope you enjoy. Online shopping can be incredibly convenient, but as you've probably seen on the news, hackers also have been busy with taking identities and ruining finances. So it's always smart to take a few precautions to protect them. I have 5 tips for making your online shopping experience just a little bit safer. Shop at home. Public Wi-Fi is becoming more and more popular, but you should always remember that it is not secure and hackers can access that connection and possibly steal your information. For that reason too, you shouldn't log into private accounts or enter confidential information when using public computers, such as ones in libraries or hotels. Pay with your credit card. There are a few reasons you might want to use a credit card when paying for your internet purchases. Besides the limited liability, many credit cards offer an extended warranty and protection. Also, if you do not receive your product or your services, you can contact your credit card issuer to have them investigate and dispute the charge, and they typically will refund your money. Make sure you review before you buy. Don't click on confirm or purchase until you looked at the amount and examine all the charges. Make sure you don't see any hidden fees you weren't expecting. Also, double check to see if you've used all your coupon and promotional codes and that they've been applied correctly. When you get your bills, go ahead and double check that the transaction matches what you saw online and that there aren't any unauthorized charges. Speaking of which, you want to keep records of your shopping. Have all your correspondence related to a transaction in one easy spot until you get your merchandise. Also, if they offer confirmation, make sure you save it or print it out. Be especially careful with the websites you make purchases on. Don't just click on links from emails or search engines unless it's a URL you recognize. Many times when you get an email from a scammer, the sites look exactly like the real deal. To make sure, go ahead and type the URL yourself and look for, depending on your browser, a security indicator such as a lock. The URL should include HTTPS. I hope that helps. If you have any other tips for safe online shopping, please let me know and I'll share it on the site. Thank you so much for agreeing to do this interview. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Before we start, Michelle, I was wondering, could you give me a basic overview of how Offers.com works?
Certainly. Basically, Offers.com is a savings aggregation website for anything that you do online, whether it's coupon codes, promo codes, a special link to an exclusive offer. We've got kind of a variety of ways you can get to savings. And all of that is completely free to use. You don't have to sign up to get any of these deals. The website's completely searchable. I will say, however, that if you will take the time and actually sign up for an offers.com account, there's quite a bit more that you unlock and a lot more value that you get out of the website by connecting to it. You can create your own offers page where you can collect and curate deals and merchants and product types that you're interested in. Creating an account will also create a daily email that will send you alerts to really great deals and offers exclusives that you won't find anyplace else but offers.com. We also have a Chrome browser extension that basically will give you a drop-down regardless of where online you're shopping, whether that's Amazon.com or Ticketmaster or Best Buy or Macy's, you name it. This little extension will alert you, hey, offers.com has deals and coupons for this site. So it's a nice way to get a reminder that, hey, you're already there, you're already shopping. We don't want to disturb that process at all or whatever, but we do have a deal for you.
I've been on the site a few times and I really like your blog. In particular, there's a monthly series on the site about what to buy and what not to buy. I know a new month is here. It's February. What are some of the best deals people can find this month, and what are some things they should probably avoid?
Okay, well, let's talk about some of the advantages, first of all, for shopping in February. There's a lot of interesting things going on. Obviously, last night was the Super Bowl. Well, not only is there kind of a push from retailers to go, hey, Super Bowl, you need a new TV, but a lot of new models of consumer electronics are coming out. The Consumer Electronics Show was held earlier in January, which means that all of the new models of televisions, smartphones, you name it, a lot of new models were introduced there, which means that retailers will be dropping the prices on things that they have in stock in order to make room for the new stuff that's coming out. Ooh. And HDTVs were definitely on that list. A lot of the consumer electronic brands are unveiling new 4K TV models, which means that even the really nice kind of up there end HDTVs with like the smart TV features and stuff like that, even those things are going to be marked down in order to make way for the new 4K technology.
Oh.
So you might want to be keeping an eye if it's time to upgrade. You know, I'm not saying go out and splurge just because you can, but if it's getting to a point where, you know, your TV's not as reliable, it lacks a lot of features that, you know, you really want, you're plugging in a Chromecast or something to make up for the fact that maybe that TV isn't a smart TV and Wi-Fi ready, now might be a good time to go shopping for that.
Okay.
Smartphones, kind of the same deal. Just like with the Consumer Electronics Show, the World Mobile Congress was also held recently, which means that a lot of companies like Samsung have been rolling out their new smartphone products. So again, whether it's Android, Samsung, Apple's, well, we know how it is with Apple. Apple doesn't discount their stuff. But if you know where to shop, and sometimes I like Best Buy because maybe they can't mark down the Apple products themselves, but sometimes they'll give you a little incentive with a gift card or something, or bundle it with something else that makes it a good deal. So, you know, we all know that you got to shop smart if you want to save money, and that's one of those things that you need to look for. Tax preparation software right now is really the time. I've seen a lot of fluctuation in the pricing. I had seen some half off deals from, like, I believe it was H&R Block that I was seeing a lot of things come through. The last discount I saw come through from them, I believe, was only 35% off. So that offer that they're making people who are ready to file their taxes, now that you've got all of your tax preparation, your 1099s, your W-2s, all of the documentation you need to file taxes, now that that's all in, H&R Block, TurboTax, all of the online tax preparation companies are offering varying deals to try and get you to start now rather than wait until April to file your taxes. And one last thing I want to mention on what to buy.
Okay.
Because I'm from the South. I've lived in Florida for a long time. I'm now living in Texas. And I'm kind of jazzed that winter apparel is now on sale because this is the time of year, at least in the South, when we do feel a little bit of winter. We really didn't get a taste much of that in November, December. But now that we're getting into, you know, end of January and February, we've had some cold days here in Texas. And it's kind of nice that since I moved from Florida and I didn't really have a stock of winter clothing when we moved, I can go get it on sale right now because the retailers are already starting to make room for spring and summer. My jaw dropped when I walked into Target the other day and saw that the bikinis were already out. This is a good time to stock up on winter hats, scarves, gloves. I can't tell you how many times I've waited until the end of winter to go pick up a pair of gloves and snag them for like a dollar or two. It's ridiculous.
Thank you.
Sure.
Also, something I noticed that you had wrote about was about gift cards. And I know some people, they just have a bad reputation with them. But you had some great tips on saving a lot of money with them. Would you mind sharing those tips?
You know what? I learned a lot about gift cards when I first started working here, and I couldn't believe all of the variations on how gift cards work, what you can do if, for instance, you got gift cards for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, they're a big hit because gift cards work much like cash does. You take it to the retailer that, you know, the card was purchased from. You can get anything you want. But just like all Christmas gifts, every once in a while, you'll get one from someplace that, no, I don't think I'll ever be shopping there. This is kind of a waste.
Yeah.
There are a couple of websites. There are more than a couple, but there's two in particular that I really like because they are reputable. They're reliable. The process of using them is very straightforward, very user-friendly. And those two sites are Cardpool, C-A-R-D-P-O-O-L, and Raise, R-A-I-S-E. Both are .coms.
Okay.
And basically, both of those sites are gift card exchanges. So there's some options here. Let's go back a moment to what I said about, you know, getting a card that, that's not really someplace. I mean, maybe your dad likes Bass Pro, but no, not so much dad. Not unless I'm shopping for Father's Day. I might hang on to that and get you something. But say you got a card that you're not really into.
Yeah.
You can exchange that card through Raise and Cardpool for something, for another card that you're a lot more interested in. The pricing is interesting because both of those websites are based on a demand as far as the pricing. So say the Bass Pro card. You might not, you won't get full exchange value for it because Bass Pro is not necessarily as in high demand as, say, an Apple gift card would be.
Mm-hmm.
But the trading's very fair. It's based on market demand, and you can either trade or you can get cash for it. But what's really neat is you can also buy used gift cards. So, like I said, it doesn't you don't have to have the full face value on the card in order to put it on the exchange and see if somebody else wants to buy it off of you or trade it. You can also get used cards that have a partial balance on it. Maybe that used card won't be enough to completely cover a purchase, but it certainly knocks the price off of what you were planning on getting. So it is a way to kind of add a little extra savings to the coupons you use, the discount codes you use, that kind of thing. So it's a really interesting kind of buy-sell trade thing, even among gift cards. That was kind of one of those things. It's like, oh, wow, I had no idea that this was even out here.
One more thing I wanted to ask you. You know, a lot of families are trying to, you know, watch their budget,
but no one's looking to completely deprive themselves of fun. Do you have any tips on how families can save on their entertainment?
Tons, actually. Education is always your best weapon when it comes to saving money. Whether it's finding the best deal for a theme park or movie tickets or bowling alleys, parks, you name it. It's always worth it to do the research. And that's what I always tell everybody first. It's like, take the time. Don't just, you know, go spur the moment, but take some time and look for deals and discounts. I know, particularly for theme parks, pay attention to what's going on locally. I know when I lived in Florida, I could always get really good deals as a Florida resident, especially if I was willing to buy like a season pass or a 3-day pass or something like that. I could get a really good deal as a Florida resident at Disney or SeaWorld or Universal. Universal and SeaWorld in particular seemed to always have the best deals. Disney's kind of like Apple in the way that they don't really discount their stuff much. But even for SeaWorld across the country, because SeaWorld is not only in Florida, but also in Texas and California as well, keep an eye on when they're offering, you know, a good package deal. I know over Christmas, SeaWorld here in San Antonio was offering a good deal. You basically pay the full price of a 1-day admission, and they were giving you a full year's pass for the same price as that 1-day admission.
Wow.
You just have to pay attention to when they're offering that deal. And there are usually some limitations to that, but that's a great bang for your buck as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
For smaller things like movies, again, let's go back to the gift cards for a moment, because Cardpool and Raise have gift cards for most of the major theater brands, whether it's MovieCo or Cinemark or I'm kind of drawing a blank, but AMC, that was the other one I was going to say. Those gift cards you can get discounted on Cardpool and Raise, and then go save a little money on your next ticket or the popcorn or whatever. Obviously, my favorite thing to do is go to the matinees, because the matinees are usually cheaper. They're also less crowded. A lot of movie theaters also have a student discount. And usually, if you have any kind of student ID, whether you are a full-time college student or whether you're a part-time college student, maybe you're just going back to school to, you know, pick up a few extra courses so you can get that next promotion or whatever. So even as an adult, if you have a student ID from a university, you can usually get that student discount at the movie theater. Let's see. Of course, creativity is the second key to saving money and finding things to do. Think a little bit outside of the box. Don't just, you know, go for the dinner and a movie. Come up with other things that probably are far healthier on the entertainment front as far as things to do, whether that's go for a walk or ride a bike or, you know, go fishing. There's lots of things that you can do if you just take a little bit of time and don't go for the obvious.
Thank you so much, Michelle, for all these tips. I really appreciate it.
Fantastic. We love to help people save money.
So hopefully now you've gotten the product or service that you wanted. But what if your shopping experience isn't what you expected? Last week, I had a package that was supposed to be delivered to my home that never made it. My husband and my mother looked around the neighborhood to see if it was accidentally delivered to another house, but found nothing. I talked to the mail carrier and discovered he did deliver it to my front door. The package had been stolen. Right away, I went back to the merchant and contacted customer service on the phone. After just a bit of processing time, I'm happy to report we had the package resent. That's not always easy, as some companies like to either bury their support number on their site or they keep you on hold for a while and you're just frustrated and you hang up. If you're someone who prefers talking to a human, but you're getting nowhere with the customer service number you have, then you might want to try a site called gethuman.com. You can search through thousands of companies to find a number that can put you in touch with someone faster. For those who are more inclined to text than call, social media may be the best route. You'll be surprised at how quickly companies respond to you after you broadcasted some bad service or defective products that you got from them. If you have any other tips on getting better customer service, please email or tweet me and I'll include it on the show notes. Thank you for listening. Please send in your stories of online shopping success and tips in. Remember, subscribing to the podcast is free and easy. Plus, you'll be getting the newest episodes as they're released. We're available on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. The feed is available on the site, so you can grab it on whatever service you prefer. If you enjoyed the show, could you please tweet out or share on Facebook your favorite episode? I'd really appreciate the support, and I'd love to see what topics matter most to you. Until next show, please take care.